We all like our own money, and we don't want people to steal our money, and that's what today is really about. This is my favorite cartoon on the screen, thinking about data security, data privacy, and data breach. We have data security in the arena. In this corner, we have firewalls, encryption, antivirus software, etc. And in this corner, we have Dave, who is wearing the human error t-shirt, which is totally spot on, I think. That's really what we're talking about here today, is human error. So what is phishing and wire fraud? Phishing is an attempt by a criminal to steal your information in order to steal your money. And it is a pernicious threat within our banking system that we want to be aware of, we want to share best practices about, and we want to consider some type of change in government policy. What is phishing look like? There are kind of four components of a communication that might come at you that are phishing. The communication, be it an email, a text message, even today a phone call, might dangle a financial reward for you as in terms of some kind of link or way to log into an account. That may look legitimate. Most of the time we think of phishing as not legitimate, that Nigerian prince who just needs a good friend to park their money, which still is a very effective phishing tactic, actually. But there are the emails that I fear more, which are those that come from my financial institutions that appear to be a push notification to me.